Pro-life atheist Democrat, elites must realize average Democrats want abortion restrictions. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2021. Democrat elites must listen to their own party and realize that average Democrats support restrictions on abortion. Herb Garrity, executive director of Rehumanize International, told Breitbart News outside of the Supreme Court on Wednesday, where oral arguments for Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the most consequential challenge in decades to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, is underway. I would like the members of the Democrat Party to listen to their own party. When you poll average Democrats, you know I'm not talking about people in Congress or the people funding them, the billionaires funding them who are also funding the abortion industry, Garrity said. We see that Democrats want, average Americans, average Democrats, want restrictions on abortion. Sure, they might identify as pro-choice, but most people are against late-term abortion and they don't realize that that is what the Democratic Party is pushing in reality. He explained, blasting the Democrat Party for being completely in the pocket of the abortion industrial complex that exclusively is looking to profit off of the violence of abortion. Citing the horrible cycle of organizations like Planned Parenthood getting millions and millions of tax dollars and funding campaigns for Democrats who push for absolutely no regulations on abortion, Garrity noted that several of the Democrat presidential candidates in the last election cycle were unable to say if they supported regulations on abortion. That is just extreme. It's insane. It is egregious, he said. The Democratic Party needs to get in line not just with the pro-life movement but with their own voters. And Democratic voters, of which I am myself. I'm a registered Democrat because I live in a city and want to be able to vote in primaries. And they need to recognize that their voters, their constituents, are not as pro-abortion as they want us to be. He continued, adding that they should be supporting low-income women. But instead, Democrats push taxpayer-funded abortion, coercive abortion, to essentially promote abortion rather than life. We hope that we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, and we're going to actually build the culture of life, he said, noting that it will still be crucial to still support women, even if that happens. I'm confident that we are on the right side of history on this issue, he told Breitbart News. We will continue working to make sure that every child is not just respected in the law but welcomed into the world.